Blog Talk Radio.
I am so excited. This is Robbie Motter, the host of Eva Strategies for Success on Blog Talk Radio. And boy, have I got a fabulous guest for you today. Her name is Mickey St. Germain, and she is the CEO, founder of Keep On Sharing. And this Keep On Sharing is amazing. But let me tell you a little bit about her first, and then we'll bring her on board and let's get some questions out to her. Mickey St. Germain has been involved in marketing since 1993 when she worked for GTE MobileNet, now Verizon. She was head of marketing during the cellular phone launch. She majored in marketing and advertising at Florida Atlantic University. Right out of college, she went to work for First Interregional Investments as an office manager. After moving to California, she became involved in United Studios of Self-Defense. After receiving her black belt and teaching women self-defense, she became the marketing director for San Diego region and was directly responsible for opening over 20 franchise locations in the San Diego area. Mickey has always been a maverick in her field. She has also worked as a varsity high school football coach for nearly a decade. At that time, she was the only female head coach to ever win a Super Bowl in the Unlimited Division in 2015. She is also a published author and a public speaker. She has worked extensively with charities and influencers. She created a program with the Saving Hearts Foundation out of UCLA, offering free heart scans for student athletes, essentially hands-on San Diego, and spearheaded a backpack drive with the San Diego Padres. She also started the San Clemente Children's Toy Drive with a family resource in there that continues today. She's received some fabulous awards, 2015 President Obama's Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award for building a stronger nation through volunteer service. Also, she was a Woman of Influence nominee, and also she has won and She Inspires Me Award in 2022. So let's welcome our fabulous guest, Mickey St. Germain. Mickey, how are you today?
Hi, Robbie. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm so excited to be with you.
Well, we're excited to have you, but I want to know what gave you the idea to start Keep On Sharing. It is an amazing, it's just amazing. So let's tell our listeners about it.
So I started Keep On Sharing, which is I'm calling the first ethical social network. And the reason that I'm calling that is I truly believe that our time, effort, and our content should be rewarded. You know, a lot of us go onto all these social media and we put a lot of time and effort and share our content. However, with Keep On Sharing, we actually share back 50% of our revenue with all of our users. And what gave me the idea was during COVID, we had a lot of friends and I had a lot of, as you know, part of the GSFE, a lot of people that were struggling during that time. And, you know, we were stuck inside and we were using social media. And a lot of friends needed to have other alternatives for their you know, brick and mortar businesses. So I know that on other social medias, it's difficult sometimes to put up your different links or your information and to really get it seen. And I was like, this is crazy. You know, you should be able to post whatever you need to get your products and services out there without it costing you. So I got together with some programmers and we had an opportunity to put together a social media network that allows you to post your products, services, and events for free. And we just make it a family-friendly, upbeat, positive place to come and share what you've got to offer.
Wow, that's great. What makes it different from other social network platforms?
because we share back 50% of our revenue. And everybody says, well, how in the world do you do that? And I said, well, if you look at every other social network that's out there, they're making an abundance of income, you know, through advertisers and people paying for their ads, you know, or other ways that they're bringing in money, you know, and all that revenue is basically, you know, utilized for them. Whereas I was like, well, if you can take half of that and share it back with our users, and that's why we say you're not just our customer, you're our partner, because we do take whatever we receive back, and then half of that gets implemented back into Keep On Sharing and gives back to our users and the people that post. And so that is definitely something that no other social network is doing. We truly believe to share back the income that we're getting in.
So how can users benefit from using Keep On Sharing?
Well, everybody can benefit because you can list your products, services, and events for free. You could use it just as a social network where you could post what's going on, no different than any other social, you know, media platform that you use. You know, your pictures and, you know, anything that's happening, you have an opportunity to make pages that are either public or, like, we have a lot of martial artists and personal trainers and other people. We have some life coaches. We've got other people that do other engagements, where they have their own separate groups, and it's really nice because you can go on, make your page just like you would do on other social networks, and then invite that person to your private page, and you have the opportunity to either, you know, just deal with the people that you would like to speak to that's within your group, or you could actually post things publicly. So we were very user-friendly where you have an opportunity to, you know, do it, use it both ways, where it's for you personally, or you can use it for just posting your personal pictures.
So why is your networking different than others?
So the networking is different because what happens is, so for example, you have GSFE, which is an amazing organization. I have been so grateful to be part of that because I have met so many wonderful people. I've had so many opportunities through this network. And For others that would like to be able to bring in their network, so what would happen is we belong to GSFE. You know, we've shared, keep on sharing. We tell those other people, hey, you know, this is a platform to come in. They come in, they make their profile, and you kind of create your own network. So how it works is we have your page. Then when you scroll by any ad, you know, you'll be scrolling through just like you would on other social media. You may just scroll through it and not recognize it, but when you scroll through an ad on Keep On Sharing, you actually get paid a very small percentage of what we have in for that ad. And then anybody that you've invited that does the same thing, you know, we want to reward you for being able to share, Keep On Sharing. So that portion of those proceeds, everybody benefits from through your network. And then we've got videos that are on our Keep On Sharing website. You could go to our Keep On Sharing YouTube page, and they all explain on how we work and how you can benefit from your network. And that's why we've got a lot of influencers, because a lot of influencers have got this large following, and they have got their people that have come over, and you make money day one. So they have started bringing over their people to be able to have another revenue stream. And it doesn't take away from what you already have. If you've got YouTube or a podcast or, you know, any other revenue stream, we say keep it. Actually, you know, go ahead and post it on ours too. We want you. We want you to be able to have another way to make money. So we're really excited. We, you know, again, you know, you're not just our customer, you're our partner. We want to see everybody succeed. We succeed if you succeed.
Wow, that's good. What good is Keep On Sharing doing for the community?
Oh, this is my favorite part about Keep On Sharing. And when we put this together, I said, you know, I really want something where we can give back to the community. You know, and as you said in the beginning, you know, I've worked with a lot of children throughout my life, and I still continue to. And one of the things that I have seen, you know, parents and kids and really anybody struggle with is income or having the ability to do something. I've seen kids that have had to go without cleats or uniforms because they just didn't have the money. I've seen kids that, you know, had difficulty being able to go check out colleges, even if they've gotten scholarships, because, you know, that $500,000 or whatever is difficult to, you know, take a road trip and go check out those colleges. You know, I've seen, you know, other people that have struggled because of, you know, whatever situations have happened in their life. So when I created Keep On Sharing, one of the things I said is I want to be able to give back to the community. And there is a charity that is actually involved with that we have separate with Keep On Sharing. And as I said, we have, when we share back our revenue, as a company, we take a portion of our proceeds and we put it into our charity. And what we do with that is we're going to give back to other charities, disaster relief, create scholarships for education, or if anybody is in need could have the opportunity to write to us and we would be able to see what we can do to help them out. I never want anybody to ever go without. So we're a community helping our community. And this is really my favorite part. As much as I love the social media, I love the fact that we're giving back, the charity, honestly, that's where my heartstrings are. So I'm the more people that use it and the more things that we have happen on Keep On Sharing, it really gives us an opportunity to be able to give back to the community.
Wow, that's fabulous. How can someone use Keep On Sharing for their business?
So same thing, you could actually just make a profile and you can, we have quite a few businesses that are flourishing right now on Keep On Sharing. So you would make a profile with your company and you can also make a personal or a company profile, you know, so you have the opportunity to, it's not one or the other, you can do both. And when you would come onto the company, you can put it in. And it'll show up right up on the front page, and then people can scroll through and find you. Or the other thing, too, for as little as $1, you would have the opportunity to do advertising. And people would see you as a sponsored that would scroll up through on the front page. And honestly, that brings me to my next point. For the month of May, we're calling it Matching May. And for every $100 that you put in for your advertising, Keep On Sharing will match it up to $500. So I wanted to be able to offer that to your listeners, and we're doing that as our May special for people that want to come in and do some advertising.
Wow, that sounds fabulous. Challenge you have found?
The biggest challenge we have, I think, is people can't wrap their head around it. I think because we're, and I always say, you know, when I'm talking amongst friends or, you know, and we're out, I said, you know, this is really groundbreaking. We're, you know, we are really doing something completely different than any other social media. And I think people can't wrap their head around is how can you be giving back money? And it's very simple. Every other social media makes a tremendous amount of money. And think about it. We'll just throw out a number there. Let's say social media A is making, gets an ad in for, you know, they're making, let's say $500,000. They make $500,000 and that's what they have. Well, they're keeping all that $500,000. Well, if I take that $500,000 and split it in half and take $250,000 and put it back to the people that are giving me, you know, that are helping me and they'll build my product, then, you know, I want to see you guys succeed too. So it gets split up with all of our users. And I think people can't wrap their head around of really you're going to pay me to, you know, I get an opportunity when I see an ad, you know, you're treating me, you know, you see my value and my content and my time. And it's like, yes, you know, and I guess, you know, for lack of better words, it's kind of a movement to see that social media is really created because of you as the users. You know, we're just offering you the platform. And it's, I think, like I said, I think that's the biggest challenge is people can't wrap their head around it. They're like, what? I can post my stuff for free and you're not going to take down my links and you're going to pay me to see ads and I don't have to do anything else but just come on and be a user? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that it's like they're saying, okay, what's the catch? You know, everybody thinks, because so many times there is one, but I know you and I know your heart that this is exactly a passion of yours to help others grow as well as make money to help your charity so you can give back to help the kids that need these things and people. So it's a win-win for everybody. Tell people how they can reach you.
So the best way to come on would be come on to keeponsharing.com, and you'll be able to make a profile, and it's going to ask for a referral code. Now, you can do one or two things. One, you can click past that. However, I strongly recommend that when you put in your referral code, put in GSFE. So it would be like George, Sam, Frank, Edward. So GSFE as your referral code. And you can simply just go on and make a profile, and it's a piece of cake. Pretty easy to connect and do it that way. If you'd like to reach out to me personally, you can go ahead and find us on Facebook also. You can find us also at keeponsharing.com, and you can send me a message through there, and that'll be able to, or GSFE. I'm part of that network, so if you want to reach out to me through GSFE, I'll be more than happy to answer any questions that anyone would have. And we also have a podcast, too, that I host. You can reach out through that way, too.
Well, tell us a little bit about your podcast, because we still have 14 minutes.
So my podcast is Keep On Sharing podcast, and basically we coach Mickey, which is I'm the host. And same thing, I bring in everybody to share their story. I truly believe everybody's got a story, and I love hearing, how you've made changes, what things you have to offer, what's your gift to the world? What do you have? And many people have been on from all walks of life. I've had on Story Musgrave, who's an astronaut. I've had on, I've had country western singers. I've had Olympians. I've had just anybody that wants to start a business. I've had just friends. We've come on and we just share life stories, And Robbie, you're my next guest. I need to have you on my podcast because you have got so much to offer, and I need to have you. I know our schedules have been squirrely, but I really would love to have you on, as soon as possible. But I think it gives you an opportunity to be able to have something a little uplifting and fun and maybe learn something and laugh.
I would love to be on the show, but when does the show air? When does it air?
So basically, we're on all different platforms. You can find Keep On Sharing on Spotify, iHeart. We're on every podcast platform, and it's ongoing. So basically, what we bring you on, you speak, we do it through recorded, and then we just pop them up, and they're up pretty much once a week. So I would say pretty much on Tuesdays and Thursdays you'll find a new podcast. But we've got quite a few that you might want to go back and listen to also.
Right, because usually they go into archive and people can go back if they missed it, right?
Right, yes, yeah.
So do you have a special offer for our listeners?
Yes. If you come on to Keep On Sharing, and again, if you do an ad and you'd like to advertise your business, again, we're doing Matching May. We're up to $500 if you come in and you put in an ad. For every dollar that you put in, Keep On Sharing will match it for your advertising. It's a great way to get your business out there. It's a great way to come out to our community so people can see what you've got to offer. And again, even so, just it's free to make a profile. Just come on, make a profile, and get started. And, you'll have fun and meet a lot of great people while you're doing it.
When did you launch Keep On Sharing, and how many listeners do you have, people know?
Honestly, this is pretty exciting because our official launch, our official launch is June 15th. We really have been in the preliminary stages, and just by talking to people and showing them what we're about and having them, we just keep growing in abundance every single day. And, every day we are just growing and growing. And I expect for us to flourish, as soon as we officially launch and our press releases and all that goes out, we've hit the ground running. So yeah, this is a great time to be able to be part of our community. And, as we grow, it's going to be exciting. The more people that are on, the more that you can share your gift.
That sounds good. So what else do you want to tell me? You still have 10 minutes.
So let's see. Besides Keep On Sharing, I think I think it's a great way to network. And that was one of the things that really excited me because, as you know, as with GSFE and other programs, you know, networking is so important. And we know that networking is, you know, not what, you know, what you do, but what can you offer to others and give them? It's a symbiotic relationship. And I think having a site like this, we get to be able to help each other out. So, for example, if you've got, like, you had your book signing. You had your book signing this week, you know, and a lot of GSFE people on there where you could have list that event and then, you know, invite people to your event through Keep On Sharing, you know, and other people maybe that aren't part of GSFE would be able to see that you've got this event. And that's going to help you grow as an individual. You know, again, you know, we only succeed if you succeed. So I love the fact on the networking, it's not just, you know, going out there and this is what we do and blah, blah, blah. But I want to tell me what you do. Tell me, how can I help you? How can I help you flourish? You know, and I truly believe that's what networking is about, is just giving someone an opportunity and an avenue to be able to create success and grow. And you've been in the networking business for a very long time, you know, and I value your input. I mean, is there anything that you think that I should add to that? Or, you know, because I always learn from you too, Robbie. So it's like, it's so exciting to talk to you because I come back and go, oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, well, you're great. Networking is, you know, what I love about you, it's not about the you, it's about the we. You know, because I've seen you in action, you know, how, like you said, how can you help them? And you go out of your way to help them. And, you know, so many times people, they forget that we don't compete, we complete each other.
So true. So true. You know, and isn't that what it's all about? And again, when you're creating that symbiotic relationship, it's thinking outside the box. And, you know, I think everybody can connect in a networking environment. You know, maybe something that's far-fetched. And I don't know if you remember many, many, many years ago when I was teaching martial arts, I got together with a gal who did jewelry. And we did an event together called Jewelry and Jiu-Jitsu. And we did it as a women's event. And it was so much fun because I taught women self-defense. And then she, you know, brought in her jewelry. And it was, you know, just finding the beauty inside and out. So, you know, for anybody that's got a business, you know, think about this. Don't just be narrow focused on just what you're doing and your avenue. Think outside the box because you're going to meet somebody that you're going to go, wow, I never thought of that. We could connect and create such an amazing way to network and bring our businesses together because they're going to bring their people, you're going to bring your people, and oh my gosh, I mean, you collaborate and there you go. You just got new customers or new people to your event or new clients. So you've got to be able to think outside the box. And I think that's when I did, you know, the Keep On Sharing. I was like, this is really great. These are people that can bring their services and their products together. And when I see that happening now where people are connecting with each other, they'll say, hey, does anybody have this? And, you know, they'll say, yeah, I can offer that. And they're collaborating. And isn't that what it's all about? I mean, we need something a little bit more positive and upbeat and fun to bring us together. And that's was my whole goal for Keep On Sharing was to bring a bright spot, you know, into the world.
And I think, Mickey, being in marketing as long as you were, you remember back in the older days, it was don't leave till you have the sale. Nowadays, it's build the relationship and you will get the sale. Do you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better. I'm going to write that one down. Okay, I'm borrowing that one. No, you're absolutely right. Because that's what it is we have – and nobody likes that. Nobody likes that hard pressure, you know, and they get it. But when you create relationships, and it can't happen right away, building a relationship, just like any relationship, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a romantic relationship, whether it's a business relationship, it takes time and it takes trust and value. And that's where the long-term benefits come out. And, you know, you're absolutely right. That was, yes, absolutely.
And I've seen it, like even yesterday when we did the book signing, some people just clicked immediately and knew that they were meant to meet each other and to collaborate. It was just really like miracles happening. But again, I love that part of marketing, knowing, like, I learned so much. I mean, as I've known you over the years, I found out about your coaching and what a great job you did. And like you said, you were the first female coaching kids, men, young boys, and yet you brought them up to leadership and the top. So, I mean, that alone, I think, shows your skills of how you bring people together. And I know that just made you so happy, and you had opportunities to go on and coach at higher levels, but your passion is doing this keep on sharing. So you want to talk a little bit about that? We still have about 5 minutes.
Yeah, you know, I think anything that we do, you know, I look at it this way. Every person that you come in contact with, whether it be, you know, what you're doing on a regular basis for work, whether it's going to the grocery store, whether, you know, you're leaving a little bit, you know, we all have fingerprints, right? I mean, we know that our fingerprints are all individual. And I always thought everything I touch, I'm going to be leaving my fingerprints on, and that's a unique thing that I have to offer. So what do I want people to remember? How do I want them to know that when I came into their life and I made that opportunity, you know, I touched, you know, whatever it was that we were doing, whether it was work or coaching or friendship or whatever, what did I do to be able to leave that mark? And I think that's what we have to look at in everything that we do, and especially in business. It's how did I make that person life better? How did I make them feel? What was it? Was it Eleanor Roosevelt that said, they'll never remember what I said, but they'll remember how I made them feel? You know, I mean, I'm not probably butchering that, but yeah. And somebody will call me out on it, and that's okay. I'm not afraid to make a mistake. And I'm not perfect. I think going out in life, especially for those of you that are listening that have got a business, just take one opportunity today, take a deep breath, look back and go, before you go into that client, before you go into your office, before you go into teaching or doing or friendship or whatever you're doing today, take an opportunity and go, okay, when I walk out of here today, I'm going to reflect on how did I make that person feel and how did I make their life just a little bit better today. And oh my gosh, if everybody did that just once, oh, what a difference it would make. And I just think that helping each other and, like I said, doing it through the Keep On Sharing community is going to be the exact same thing. How can we help you succeed?
Do you have any stories that already from the Keep On Sharing you can share? We're down to about 2 minutes.
Yeah, I have got a gal. Her name is Jody Moncrief. She has been doing workshops and other things, and she is growing. I mean, she's gotten clients that have come through and people that have reached out to her. Joan Wakelin, she's got her book on there. I know she's got another book. I know she's got quite a few people that have been coming to her. So we have got a lot of martial arts studios that are picking up new clients because they're posting their events. Everybody that has come on has given me nothing but positive feedback. So it really is a place to grow. Again, we're a little bit different, and it's going to take time for people to wrap their head around us, but I really truly believe that people will give an opportunity to come on to Keep On Sharing, put in referral code GSFE, make your profile, you know, share something fun and positive, and yeah, let's start giving back to the community, and you posting and doing things is going to help us grow and be able to accomplish that.
Give them the website, how they can contact you one more time, and I think then we'll be out of time.
Sure. It's keeponsharing.com. And then go in when you make your profile, you'll see referral code. Just put in GSFE and go ahead, put your pictures up, put up who you are, and just hit post and you're good to go.
Well, Mickey, it's been a pleasure. I always love spending time with you. You are such a positive individual, and I know that this Keep On Sharing is going to be great. And we've really are thankful. GSFE is thankful to be able to be on there because we've already seen some action. And I'm going to keep encouraging all my members and their businesses to be on there. This week starts up all our meetings again. So every meeting I go to, I will be putting it out there.
Thank you so much, Robbie. Thank you so much for having me. And I love spending time with you also. Thank you so much.
Okay, dear. Thank you. Take care. Have a fabulous day, and keep on sharing.